This is Super Magda, written by Adrian Siska, and read for you by Tina Marie Cruz. Chapter 1. The sun rose over the gleaming spires of Kesme, capital of the Wuka Islands. From the tallest skyscrapers, one could see for miles across the bustling metropolis and out to the hundreds of smaller islands dotting the horizon. Glistening maglev trains shot through the air on almost invisible tracks, while sleek airships ferried passengers to and from the smaller cities scattered across the archipelago. Down below, the streets teemed with people of all shapes and sizes, from lanky Lalos to stout Medai, all living together in harmony. Food carts sizzled with spices, merchants hawked hypernet gadgets, and children laughed and played in the plazas. At the center of it all stood the ivory imperial palace, where Queen Leilani reigned over the islands. Magda took it all in as she leaned against the railing of her balcony, munching on a muja fruit. She had lived in Kesme her whole life, but the energy and life of the capital city never ceased to amaze her. "What adventure will today bring?" she murmured to herself, tossing the fruit pit into the compost chute. A familiar bark answered her. "Ready when you are, Dinx," Magda said cheerfully, giving the little white terrier a good scratch behind the ears. Dinky wagged his tail eagerly. Wherever Magda went, her faithful companion was sure to follow. Magda quickly scanned the hypernet for any interesting happenings around town, and after a few moments of searching, found a list of local events. She jotted down the coordinates for the ones that looked promising and stuffed them in her pocket. Grabbing her hoverboard, Magda zoomed down the ramp from her family's apartment on the 100th floor, Dinky scrambling behind, desperately clinging to the back of Magda's leg as she thundered through the streets. "Let's see what surprises Kesme has in store today," Magda laughed. With the wind in her hair, her best friend by her side, and a whole city to explore, this was sure to be an exciting day. Magda expertly weaved between vehicles and pedestrians alike, dodging fruit carts and narrowly avoiding a collision with an overloaded maglev train. As they reached their destination, Magda hopped off her board and landed gracefully on the pavement. Dinky took a bit longer to dismount, but eventually made it down safely too. The pair had arrived at Kesme City Square, a bustling epicenter, full of activity day and night. Today it seemed especially crowded as locals milled about, chatting excitedly about something just out of Magda's view. What could they possibly be so worked up about? Determined to find out, Magda craned her neck above the crowd, only to see what appeared to be a royal parade headed their way. The procession was led by none other than Queen Leilani herself, regally perched atop a shimmering golden carriage drawn by six giant white steeds. Soldiers marched alongside in perfect formation, while citizens cheered wildly from either side of the street. To top it all off, colorful fireworks were set off at random intervals, providing an impressive backdrop for this grand display. Magda watched with wonder as the royal procession made its way through the crowded city square. As the golden carriage drew nearer, she caught a glimpse of Queen Leilani waving gracefully to her subjects. The queen was a vision. Her long ebony hair cascading over her shoulders, a radiant smile lighting up her delicate features. Though Leilani was petite in stature, she had an undeniable presence about her that immediately commanded respect. Beside Magda, Dinky was like a statue, mesmerized by the grandeur and majesty of the royal procession, his eyes reflecting all the colors of the fireworks that illuminated the sky above, his tail wagging eagerly as he took in the pageantry. Magda smiled down at her loyal companion, giving him an affectionate pat on the head. She knew Dinky wished he could join in on the excitement, but the crowds were too thick for him to navigate. The air was filled with the sound of trumpets and cheering as the procession moved through the square. Each
Sample complete. Ready to continue?